This antitrust case began in 2020 when the Justice Department sued Google over the exclusive deals it made with companies like Apple and Samsung to ensure that Google Search had a primary spot on mobile devices. The DOJ argued that those deals cut competitors out. In 2024, the judge agreed that Google had a monopoly, and now he's decided the penalties. In his ruling, the judge allowed Google to keep paying device makers to preload its products. And that means giving Google's search engine or other apps a top prime position on those brand new phones or tablets. The judge says those deals just can't be exclusive. Instead, the biggest action he took was ordering Google to share some of its search data. So that could be what users are literally searching for or what results you click on after searching. And that's going to be shared with competitors. That is a huge collection of our information. But he spared Google from having to share advertising data.
Okay, so this is very interesting because Google and a lot of other companies are gathering information on us all the time, and it's extremely profitable information. What could rivals do if Google has to share what it knows?
That's right. So the biggest thing is that data on things like user click data and search queries could help smaller competitors build their own search engines to compete with Google. AI developers could also use this information to help train large language models, and that's like chatbots, so that they can generate better human-like responses.